And now, here's a memo from Molly, brought to you by the Lucerne Milk Company and starring Olden Soleil and Barbara Luddy. Yes, once again, the Lucerne Milk Company, producers of the richer milk you get at your Safeway store, brings you a happy half hour starring Olden Soleil as Chris Conley and Barbara Luddy as Molly Martin. That's right, it's another memo from Molly.
From Molly Martin, secretary, to Chris Conley, managing editor. Dear Chris, you have no business being jealous of Roger White. True, he's younger than you are. He has beautiful teeth and a charming smile. And he adores me. Besides, it's flattering to a girl to be romanced by a 10-year-old.
And on that note, we leave Chris to his troubles and welcome that genial young man from Lucerne, Vince Pelletier.
Thank you, Roy. But remember, Molly has her troubles, too.
Yeah, and you know something, Vince? Molly shouldn't be so anxious to land Chris. As the old saying goes, there are other fish in the sea.
Yes, but who wants to go on a lark in the park to spark in the dark with a shark?
Well, what I mean... Oh, you know, Vince, as the old saying goes, a woman shouldn't chase a man. She should make the man run after her.
Oh, that's right. And keep him running after her until she catches him.
Hey, seems to me, Vince, you don't believe in sayings.
Oh, yes, I do, Roy. For example, I believe in the saying, the more it costs you, the more you save.
Hey, wait just a minute here, Vince. You mean the less it costs you, the more you save?
No, I mean the more it costs you, the more you save, and I can prove it. Remember when Safeway introduced Lucerne concentrated milk?
Yes.
By mixing 1 quart of Lucerne concentrated milk with 2 quarts of cold water, you got the equivalent of 3 quarts of fine, fresh, regular Lucerne. And you made a substantial saving on each of those 3 quarts. That is, a substantial saving on the price of regular store milk.
Yes, but I don't
well,
see...
Well, now, the state minimum price on regular milk has gone up 1 cent a quart. And the more regular store milk costs you, the more you save by using Lucerne concentrated milk. Because the price of Lucerne concentrated milk has stayed the same. So, in addition to what you saved previously by using Lucerne concentrated milk, you now save 1 cent more on every quart of fresh, wholesome Lucerne you make from Lucerne concentrated milk.
Hey, yeah, you're right. With all Lucerne concentrated milk's many advantages, now this extra saving, the person who isn't using Lucerne concentrated milk really is missing something.
Roy, that statement certainly sums it up. So now let's get the show started.
Once again, it's breakfast time in the Martin household, and Mother is absorbed in her daily crossword puzzle. Outside, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and all's right with the world. Or is it? Hey, look at Molly, who sits staring at her one enemy, the electric toaster.
Well, go on, pop, why don't you? Don't just sit there leering at me, pop.
Molly, please, I'm trying to concentrate. Now, let's see. A four-letter word starting with a K, which means an act of affection.
Mother, isn't there some way to regulate this toaster?
Mm-hmm, act of affection starts with a K. Oh, I know. Kitchy, kitchy, coo.
What?
Oh, no. That's not four letters, is it? It's my crossword puzzle, darling.
Mother, I'm in no mood to worry about a crossword puzzle. I can't eat it. And what's more, I don't like cinders for breakfast.
Oh, that's silly, dear. Why would you eat cinders?
Because for the last 3 mornings, this toaster has been a frustrated locomotive. Every time I drop in bread, cinders I get.
Oh, well. Molly, making toast is like waiting for a man to propose. It takes time, but sooner or later he'll pop. I must have read that somewhere.
I don't want the toaster to propose, Mother. All I want is... Mother, it popped.
Oh, my, how nice.
But the toast isn't burned. It's golden brown.
Oh, I tell you, that boy is an electrical wizard, Molly.
What boy?
Well, Roger White, the little boy who moved next door.
You mean Roger fixed the toaster?
Yesterday, just like he fixes everything. But you know, Molly, he frightens me sometimes. Those big, inquisitive eyes. If you ask me, it isn't healthy for a boy of his age to be studying electronic books instead of playing outdoors.
Oh, I'm sure he's a very normal boy. And think what a wonderful husband he'll be in 15 years. He's so attentive, so helpful.
Oh, he has his heart set on you, Molly.
Oh, Mother.
You've seen the look in his eyes. He adores you, dear.
I wish Chris Connolly were only half that attentive.
Well, it's your own fault Chris isn't.
My fault?
Certainly. You let little Roger do things for you, like the day he fixed the vacuum cleaner. It made Roger feel important because you needed him.
That's not the way I need Chris.
Now, Molly, that's the attitude that's wrong. Instead of letting Chris do things for you, why, you do everything for him.
Mother, I'm just not the clinging vine type. Times have changed since you were a girl.
Oh, times never change where a woman is concerned. You remember Cleopatra?
Vaguely. I was rather young.
She conquered emperors and generals, Molly, by making them think that she was dependent on them. And you have something she didn't have.
What, clothes?
No. A vacuum cleaner. One you can tear apart and let a man put together again.
Oh, Chris is too smart to fall for a thing like that.
Oh, they've said that about every man once. Now, tomorrow's Saturday. Why not tell Chris that there are loads of things around the house that need fixing, and when you tell him, you look helpless.
Mother, I just couldn't. It wouldn't be fair.
Fair, Molly. All's fair in love or war, and you'd hardly consider it war.
I'd hardly consider it, period.
What?
Never mind. Gotta run now. Bye, Mother.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, morning, Molly. Darn, this drawer stuck again.
Chris, you look like it's more than just a drawer. Don't you feel well?
Oh, I'm all right, I guess, but things just keep piling up, and if I don't get this drawer open...
Chris, relax. It's not that important.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm sorry, Molly. Your being here is a big help.
Well, don't be afraid Mr. Craig will walk in. He's still on vacation.
Come here, darling.
That's more like it.
You know something, Molly?
Hmm?
I haven't relaxed since that Saturday at your house almost a month ago.
Oh, it was nice.
What a day. Your mother fixed that chicken salad for lunch.
And then you fell asleep on the couch while I washed dishes.
And for dinner, your mother cooked that steak smothered with mushrooms.
And then you fell asleep on the couch while I washed dishes.
So you do remember, don't you, Molly?
How could I forget? For 3 weeks, every time I went to shake hands with someone, I instinctively wiped my hands on my skirt.
Oh, yes, sir. It sure would be good to do it again sometime.
Hmm.
What are you thinking, Molly?
Oh, something Mother told me to do this morning.
Forget to do it?
No, I just didn't take her seriously.
Oh.
Chris... It would be nice your coming tomorrow, but I'm afraid steaks would be out of the question.
Oh, I'd bring the steaks, naturally.
Well, you'd have to bring the broiler, too, Chris. Ours is on the blink.
Oh.
Probably something trivial, that is, for a man. He might fix it in a jiffy.
Oh, sure. Nothing to it.
Mm. Still, there's the refrigerator, too.
Refrigerator?
It's broken, too. That and a few things like the ironing board, and I feel so helpless.
Yeah. Well, Molly, about tomorrow, I couldn't impose.
Oh, but you'd be doing me a favor by coming, Chris. There are so many little things.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to, Molly, but... Well, with Mr. Craig on vacation, work's piling up, and I plan to spend all day tomorrow here at the office.
On Saturday?
Yes, a good time to catch up. But if I find I can change my plans, I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I can just get this drawer open...
Oh, Chris, here. The little catch is stuck underneath, that's all. There, see?
Well, what do you know? Molly, that's wonderful. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without you. I'd be helpless.
You'd be helpless. But, Chris, that's not the way...
What, Molly?
Nothing. Well, Molly Martin, you did it again.
Well, anyhow, I feel better already. And thanks for inviting me out to help, Molly. Makes a fellow feel good to know a woman can lean on him.
Sure. Too bad she leaned the wrong way.
Well, hello, Fred. Come in.
Well, it's just me, Fred, Friday, the janitor.
And what's on your mind this morning?
Well, just sort of take a look around and get things in mind for the big job over the weekend.
Go right ahead, Fred.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter? Something else funny, Mr. Connolly? Always like a joke, you know.
No. No, Fred, it's just something between Molly and me. She sure almost trapped me.
Oh. Well, now, let me see. That's easy enough to seal up the doors and the windows. Poison gas to get them, all right.
I tell you, Fred, you got to watch your step with women. As it is, I'll just take it easy here tomorrow.
Yep. There will be nothing left alive. Kill them all, dead in the cast iron doorknob.
Hmm? Kill what, Fred?
The moths. The moths. They're everywhere. Yes, sir. Moving magazine, sure one moth-eating place. But we'll get them tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, you ordered it done yourself while Mr. Craig is on his vacation. But we'll have it all aired out for Monday.
Oh, Fred, no, that's impossible.
Well, it's too late to change our plans now.
But, Fred, I've got to work here tomorrow.
Well, suit yourself, but it'll sure be an awful way to go. Just... Yes, sir, you just ask any more.
Well, Fred, if I don't work here, I'll have to go to Molly's house tomorrow.
Well, now, there's something wrong with that.
No, you don't understand, Fred. She's got a whole bunch of odd jobs lined up for me, and as a mechanical wizard, I'm nothing.
Mr. Connolly, survey shows that 99% of all calls for repairmen are for little jobs. Things any simple man can fix, even you.
Thanks.
Anyhow, young fella, it's your big chance with Miss Molly. Show her how much she needs a man around the house. Go on, fix that icebox.
But, Fred, I'd have to overhaul her motor.
Oh, well, there's nothing to it. All you do is remove the field coils and take out the armature and chuck it up and turn down the commutator bars and undercut the mica and pull her back and check the bushings, you see?
Fred, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, come to think of it, neither do I. But always seems to work.
I just wish I could be as confident.
That's the idea, Mr. Connolly. Confidence. Just go out there and do it. You'll be surprised how easy it is.
Thanks, Fred.
Yes.
You say 99% are easy jobs.
Yeah. Now, what about it?
Well, I was just wondering about the other 1%.
Mother! Mother!
Yes, Molly?
Mother, what happened to the bed lamp? It works.
Well, I know, dear. Little Roger White fixed it. He fixed the broiler, too.
He what?
I couldn't stop him. Roger was determined to go ahead and fix them. For you, Molly, his heroine.
But I was saving those things for Chris to fix. He'll be here any minute.
Oh, there's still the refrigerator in the kitchen. You know, the light doesn't work.
But what, Mother?
Roger's in the kitchen now.
Oh, you watch for Chris. I'll try to stop this little electrical rover boy.
Oh, all right, dear. But do be careful not to hurt his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Miss Martin.
Hello, Roger. I see you're fixing the ironing board.
Yes, ma'am. It's all fixed. See?
Yes, Roger. That's fine.
I'll fix the light in the refrigerator for you now.
Wait, Roger. I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am?
Well, Roger, isn't Saturday morning the favorite time for boys to be outside playing?
I guess so, Miss Molly.
Well, where are your friends?
I don't have any.
Oh.
I just moved here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I see. And then you started coming over here.
Anyway, I'd rather. There's lots more things for me to do here. And besides, well...
Besides what, Roger?
Well, I like to help you, Miss Molly.
That's very sweet of you.
Somebody's at the door.
Oh, yes. Roger, you wait here and don't touch anything till I get back. Promise.
Yes, ma'am. I promise.
Why, Chris, how nice of you to come.
Well, nice of you to invite me, Mrs. Martin. Hi, Molly.
Hello, Chris.
I came early so we could finish by 1 o'clock. I have a couple of tickets to the ball game this afternoon.
Oh, swell.
I'll fix an early lunch. There's plenty of hamburger in the refrigerator.
Well, then you will have to hurry if you want to finish in time for the ball game. Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, Molly, now don't forget about Cleopatra.
Cleopatra? What's she talking about?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, who's this?
Oh, Roger, Chris, I'd like you to meet Roger, the boy next door. And Roger, this is Mr. Connolly, my boss.
Hello, Mr. Connolly.
Hi, Roger. Well, now the refrigerator first. You say the light's off, huh?
Well, Chris, maybe you should wait.
Wait? Why wait?
I was just getting ready to fix it, Mr. Connolly.
You fix it, Roger? Well, now you just stand right here beside me and see how it's done, huh?
Chris.
Miss Molly said I could...
Well, now, let me see here. There's a wire loose here in the back. Just connect it to the coils. Now, careful not to get in the way, Roger.
Miss Molly, is he supposed to fix it?
Well, Roger,
That's why she invited me over, Roger. A woman needs a man around the house.
Chris, look, I...
Oh. There we are. All connected. Now, open the refrigerator door, Molly.
Chris, the light's on.
It is? Well, I'll be... Oh, sure. There you are.
It's flickering a little.
Well, close the door and forget about it.
Good work, Chris. I knew you could do it.
Oh, nothing to it.
Well, now, Roger, you see how it's done. Where'd Roger go?
Home, I guess.
But why?
Oh, I think he was hurt because you didn't let him help. I'll go talk to... Chris!
Huh? What's wrong?
The refrigerator, look!
Oh, my gosh. Something oozing out the door. Get it open.
Butter, Chris. Melted butter.
Look out, Molly. Those coils are red hot.
Then do something, Chris.
Yeah, I'll get the wires. There. Got the wire loose. Guess I connected it to the wrong coil. Or something.
Well, there's nothing to do now but call Mother in to lunch.
Lunch? But it's only 10 o'clock. Why now?
Because I think we've just fried the hamburger.
Vince Pelletier again, and this time with something to say to a special person. The person who just hasn't gotten around yet to trying Lucerne concentrated milk. And maybe that's you. Well, if it is, as Roy Rowan said a moment ago, you're missing something. And you really are. To begin with, you're missing a big, important saving, and I'll tell you why. Safeway introduced Lucerne concentrated milk for the express purpose of saving you money. And Lucerne concentrated milk always has been a money saver. The 3 quarts made from Lucerne concentrated milk have always cost considerably less than 3 quarts of regular milk at store prices. But now, the state has boosted its minimum price of regular milk. You pay 1 cent more per quart for regular milk. But the price of Lucerne concentrated milk has not gone up. So you not only make the original saving on each quart you get from Lucerne concentrated milk, but you now save that additional cent that has been tacked on to regular milk. And what's more, when you use Lucerne concentrated milk, you save shopping trips, you save refrigerator space, you get 3 fine milk products in 1. Simply by mixing more or less water with Lucerne concentrated milk, you can make regular Lucerne for drinking or cooking, or make it richer to use as you'd use regular half and half, or still richer to use wherever you'd use regular table cream. Now then, in view of all these things, the big saving, the conveniences, don't you think you should start using Lucerne concentrated milk right away? And you can get it, you know, under a satisfaction or your money back guarantee at your Safeway store.
Well, 2 hours have passed since Chris started to fix Molly's refrigerator. And now it really needs fixing. Chris is worrying with the motor in the basement. Molly is worrying over where Roger's disappeared to. And Roger's doing a little worrying on his own.
She was going to let me fix the refrigerator. Now she wants that old Mr. Conley to do it. Just because he's bigger than me. I wish I was grown up, like 12 years old. I'd show him.
And down in the basement, Chris is thinking,
I don't know how to fix a refrigerator. I'm helpless. Wish I were a little kid like Roger. And nobody'd expect me to know anything about electricity. Uh-oh. Here comes Roger now. Mustn't let him know.
Well, well, hello, Roger.
Get lost.
Hello. What'd I come down here for anyway?
You, want something?
No, just watching.
Oh. Hey, that's quite a cowboy suit you have on there. I'll bet Miss Martin would like to see it.
That'll get rid of him.
I guess so. He's trying to get rid of me.
Well, suit yourself, Roger. Just kind of keep out of the way.
Mr. Conley, you wouldn't have to...
Huh? What were you going to say?
Oh, nothing.
You can say it. Go ahead. Say anything you like.
I just wanted to say that... You didn't have to clean the coils if you hadn't taken it apart. He thinks he knows everything.
Well, wouldn't, huh? Then why wouldn't the light work inside the refrigerator?
Kid thinks he knows everything.
Because all it needed was a new light bulb.
Well, now, just suppose you let me... A new what?
A new light bulb. I'm beginning to think this guy doesn't know anything.
I'm beginning to think this guy might know something.
Maybe he'll ask me to help him.
Suppose I could get him to help me?
Not that I do it.
Roger, I guess modern boys like you know quite a bit about electricity, huh?
A little.
Well, then, I guess putting a motor back together would be rather simple, huh?
I mustn't act too anxious.
Well, I don't know.
I mustn't act
matches.
You know, Miss Martin, it sure appreciated. We're doing this for her, you know.
You mean you'd tell her that I helped?
Why, sure. We'll say we did it together. How about it?
Well...
Okay, now, what do we do first? Boss?
Boss? You mean me?
Sure, you're the boss.
Okay. Screwdriver?
Screwdriver.
Pliers?
Pliers.
Wrench?
Wrench.
Tape?
Tape.
Oil?
Oil.
Mother, Roger still isn't home.
Oh, I thought you knew, Molly. Roger's right out there on the back porch with Chris. They're fixing the ringer.
With Chris? I don't understand.
Well, they fixed everything around the house while you were gone.
Together? Why, of course, that solves everything.
And now remember, keep Chris thinking you're dependent on him. This is your chance to make him think that you can't exist without him. Praise him now.
Well, I suppose it won't hurt now that Roger and Chris are such good pals.
What? Oh, here they come.
Hi, Molly. Well, how's that for fast work, huh?
Wonderful, Chris. Mother says you fixed everything.
Well, anyhow, everything's fixed. Huh, Roger? Pal?
Your refrigerator's all right now, Miss Molly.
Oh, that's fine, Roger.
Yep. All it needed was a new light bulb.
Chris, how did you ever know?
Oh, my goodness, Molly. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the mind of a man?
I'd rather have a man with a mind, and you know me.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before we go any further, let's give some credit where credit's due.
Oh, now, Chris, don't be so modest.
Miss Martin, we fixed the ringer.
Oh, Chris, really, you're so clever. Don't you think so, Molly?
I always have.
Miss Martin?
Yes, Roger.
Does the vacuum cleaner work all right now?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, you
fine.
Know something, Chris. You should come over every Saturday. You're so smart, and we're so helpless. Don't you agree, Molly?
Absolutely, Mother.
Oh, now, Molly, wait. I've got to tell you something.
That Roger helped you? Well, we want to thank you, too, Roger. Roger?
Molly, don't tell me he's gone again.
My, how that boy does disappear.
Oh, dear, he thought he was being left out again.
Well, look, Molly, you don't really think I fixed everything, do you?
Well, I wasn't sure.
Well, the fact of it is, I didn't fix anything.
Roger did it all?
Well, I handed him the tools.
Chris, it's time we both stop this. I have a confession to make, too. It's all my fault.
Your fault?
Yes, Roger wanted to fix everything to begin with, but I wouldn't let him. I wanted... you to fix them.
But why?
Oh, so you'd feel I was dependent on you? Chris, it was silly, and I'm awfully sorry.
Well, Molly, don't be. I'm actually flattered.
Flattered?
That you'd want me to feel that way. You're very sweet.
Am I, Chris?
Molly. Time for the ball game, Molly. Batter up!
Ball game! I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah, so had I. Oh, Molly, what about Roger? Somehow we've got to fix that up.
Roger? Yes, but we can't be late for the ball game, can we, Chris?
Huh?
It kind of looks like rain, though. My raincoat's over at Mrs. Nelson's. I'll get it. You wait here.
But, Molly...
I'll be right back. Entertain him, Mother.
Well, all right, Molly. How about guessing games, Chris? We'll try to guess what Molly's up to now.
Molly, what is this? It sure took you a long time to get your raincoat.
Well, Mrs. Nelson asked me to have a cup of coffee. After this morning, I needed it.
Well, okay, get in.
Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now what's the matter?
Key in, Chris?
If it isn't one thing, it's another. We'll never make that game.
Think it might help to look under the hood?
The hood?
Oh.
Oh, the hood. Yeah, yeah, might as well.
See anything?
Yeah, there's a motor in here. Look, Molly, the ignition wires are all loose.
Well, can't you fix them, Chris?
You know I can't.
Well, Roger's sitting over there in his front porch. Maybe he could help.
Molly, don't I look silly enough now? Anyhow, the way he must feel about me...
Roger!
Yes, Miss Martin?
Would you come here a minute, please?
Well, as long as you ask.
Roger, there seems to be something wrong with the ignition wires. They're all loose.
Now, could you fix them, Roger?
If Miss Martin wants me to.
Well, nobody else knows how. Please, just for me.
Okay. Nothing's really wrong. All you have to do is connect these two wires. There.
Huh? Well, try the starter, Molly.
Right.
See, Miss Molly? I fixed it for you.
I knew you could, Roger. Oh, you're wonderful. Come here and let me kiss you.
Huh? Oh, gosh, Miss Molly.
And, Roger, I want to thank you for fixing everything for me. Chris told me all about it.
He did? Oh, it was nothing. He and me did it together.
Together?
Yeah. He handed me the tools.
Roger, do you like baseball?
Yes, sir. Only I can't play very well.
Well, how'd you like to come with us this afternoon and pick up a few pointers from the Yankees?
Gee, you mean it?
Sure.
I'd have to ask my mother.
Well, no need to, Roger. She knows all about it. She said you could go.
What? Molly, how could she know?
Well, are we going or aren't we, Chris?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, jump in, fella.
Oh, boy. Thanks. I'll ride in the back seat.
Chris Connolly, you're adorable.
Well, you didn't leave me much choice.
Me?
Those ignition wires were pulled loose on purpose.
Surely you don't suspect Roger.
Oh, no. No, I'm not accusing anybody. But, Molly.
Hmm?
The next time, remember to wash the grease off your hands.
Molly and Chris will be back in a moment with a memo about next week's show. A memo from Molly is produced and directed by Gordon T. Hughes and written by Dick Stanger. It stars Barbara Luddy and Olin Soleil. Others in the cast were Sarah Selby, Jess Kirkpatrick, and Stuffy Singer. And now, here's Molly and Chris with a memo about next week's show.
From Molly Martin, secretary, to Christopher Connolly, managing editor. Dear Chris, I'm sorry I acted on impulse and got you into trouble with the highway commissioner. But how was I to know that Mr. Craig might fire you? It seemed like a very serious problem at first, but when you stop to think about it, it's awful.
Yeah, that's it. Another memo from Molly.
Well, we'll have to leave Chris cogitating over this latest memo from Molly, but next Sunday, Lucerne will present the whole story, so be with us then. So, you know, when there's a good reason for doing something, it's usually a good idea to go right ahead. And there are a lot of good reasons for you to start using Lucerne Concentrated Milk. In the first place, you'll save money, more than ever now. And from Lucerne Concentrated Milk, you get the equivalent of regular, fresh, extra-rich Lucerne. So you'll get Lucerne's extra food energy value, extra A and D vitamins. And then, because you get the equivalent of 3 quarts of Lucerne in 1 quart of Lucerne Concentrated Milk, you save shopping trips and refrigerator space. And at the same time, you actually get 3 different milk products in one. You can make regular, fresh Lucerne just by adding 2 parts cold water to 1 part Lucerne Concentrated Milk. Or you can make it richer to use on cereals and fruits by adding just 1 part cold water. And for your coffee, use Lucerne Concentrated Milk, heavy rich, right from the carton. Or add water to taste. Yes, Lucerne Concentrated Milk gives you these extra uses, plus extra conveniences, plus an extra saving on each and every quart your family drinks. All good reasons to start using Lucerne Concentrated Milk now, this week. You'll find it at your nearest Safeway store.
This is Roy Rowan speaking, and this is the CBS Radio Network.